The first Starbucks coffee shop opened in 1971 in downtown Seattle, Washington. It was a small coffee shop that roasted its own coffee beans. Its business did well. Things began to change for the company in 1981. That year, Howard Schultz met the three men who ran Starbucks. Schultz worked in New York for a company that made kitchen equipment. He noticed that Starbucks ordered a large number of special coffee makers, and he was curious about the company. He went to Seattle to see what Starbucks did, and he liked what he saw. He wanted to become part of the company. In 1982, the original Starbucks owners hired Schultz as the company's head of marketing. In 1983, Schultz traveled to Italy. The unique atmosphere of the espresso bars there caught his eye. To him, it seemed that Italians spend their daily lives in three places: home, work, and coffee bars. His experience in Italy gave him a new idea for Starbucks back in Seattle. Schultz created a comfortable and casual atmosphere for Starbucks coffee shops. Customers everywhere seemed to like it. Between 1987 and 1992, Starbucks opened 150 new stores, and by the year 2000, three new stores opened somewhere around the world every day. Today, Starbucks has thousands of stores. By working together with a store already in the city, Starbucks gains an understanding of customers, which helps Starbucks open stores in the right locations. The first Starbucks coffee shop opened in 1971 in downtown Seattle, Washington. It was a small coffee shop that roasted its own coffee beans. Its business did well. Things began to change for the company in 1981. That year, Howard Schultz met the three men who ran Starbucks. Schultz worked in New York for a company that made kitchen equipment. He noticed that Starbucks ordered a large number of special coffee makers, and he was curious about the company. He went to Seattle to see what Starbucks did, and he liked what he saw. He wanted to become part of the company. In 1982, the original Starbucks owners hired Schultz as the company's head of marketing. In 1983, Schultz traveled to Italy. The unique atmosphere of the espresso bars there caught his eye. To him, it seemed that Italians spend their daily lives in three places: home, work, and coffee bars. His experience in Italy gave him a new idea for Starbucks back in Seattle. Schultz created a comfortable and casual atmosphere for Starbucks coffee shops. Customers everywhere seemed to like it. Between 1987 and 1992, Starbucks opened 150 new stores, and by the year 2000, three new stores opened somewhere around the world every day. Today, Starbucks has thousands of stores. By working together with a store already in the city, Starbucks gains an understanding of customers, which helps Starbucks open stores in the right locations.